Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As much as training camp goes on and on and on, and it's a lot of fun, there's not a lot of days when there's actual news that breaks out there.
Mm-hmm.
There was for an early August form, there was news. Dan Quinn said, yeah, Jaden's going to play. Jaden Daniels then spoke to the media yesterday afternoon.
And was happy.
And said, yeah, I'm playing. I'm excited. I don't know if somebody was trying to sneak attack him or if somebody just misspoke, but they're like, yeah, when you start this game, and he's like, I don't know about starting, man. And I certainly think he's going to start. We'll find out. They actually have to release a depth chart tomorrow. Tomorrow's depth chart season, Landfill, buckle up. This depth chart's going to come out. It'll be tweeted everywhere. People will dramatically overreact to an August 6th depth chart.
That's what they do, man.
Sure. But we've talked about this. I was I didn't have much of an opinion on him playing in the first game. If he does, cool. If he didn't, cool. I don't think he's going to play much. What matters to me is a legitimate showing in the second game. I want him to play about a half in Miami.
I want him to play in the first game, get his feet wet.
Sure.
Because it also shows how Cliff can get out there and protect him in plays. I want him to play in the second game. The third game, I don't expect him to play.
So when I say indifferent, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm.
When we first mentioned it, before camp even started, we were getting people, oh, he shouldn't play at all.
Right.
And then as soon as something goes wrong in the regular season, they're going to say, well, man, we didn't have the right approach. Let the coach, let coach do what he wants to do. And they seem to be doing that.
Totally. And so I think if I set the snap count, the amount of snaps he takes, and I'm going to include dead ball snaps because preseason usually you see some pretty ugly stuff and you see some procedural penalties pre-snap, but whatever, those count towards him being out there. 8.5 snaps. Does that sound about right? You going over, under?
Well, I mean, if it could be more than that. What if there's a drive going?
Sure.
And, I wouldn't even say dead play. I'll say handoff. I'm counting them.
Oh, hell yeah. If he's taking a snap, it counts.
I want quick passes, quick reads. If I throw something, I want, when you hit your fifth step, I don't care where you throw the ball, but it's not going to be in your hand anymore.
Maybe three steps for this one.
You know, so I want to see it. And if the what if a drive is working? You know, I don't want them to go, oh, stop it. You know, I think there are enough plays where the OC can protect the quarterback that you can call. And I think Jaden has shown in practice he understands the concepts of what's going on with this other team. And yesterday I watched a play where our kid Zacchaeus, I think, came off the ball. It seemed like he was lost, didn't know what to do. But as soon as Jaden's back foot hit, the ball was in his chest. You know what I mean? You let it go. You don't hold on to it.
The anticipatory stuff that I liked so much pre-draft process and watching the LSU tape, I mean, that shows day after day after day in Ashburn.
Yeah.
Where the ball is out going to a spot before a receiver's in their outwards break.
I'll say this, like, I understand people's angst and worry about playing, but I also know you don't get ready to play football without playing football.
I think having him out there makes sense. This is not specific to Washington, right? Like, this is a NFL-wide problem is too much, but like conundrum where coaches don't know what to do. They want to protect their players. I think you get players once they reach a certain veteran status that don't want to play in preseason. Mm-hmm. Not that Jaden is there. Listening to him, talking to him yesterday, he seems legitimately excited to get to play. Mm-hmm. A lot of these guys do. I think if you really get some truth serum in Kingsbury and Quinn, they care more about Thursday's practice than they do Saturday's game. But all that said, I think it's cool he's playing Saturday. I think, dude, from just a purely like Washington fan standpoint, Jaden Daniels would be all over SportsCenter. Like, I don't know what national games there are.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason schedules are so funky. Like, but say it was regular season and NBC does that Football Night in America Sunday night, Jaden Daniels makes the show. Like, Washington, the burgundy and gold for multiple seasons now, doesn't really get much national attention because it's been kind of boring. The quarterback play has been bad. The offense has been bad. Maybe it was Chase Young, but that hasn't really been a highlight package to show since 2020. Like, just on a almost superficial level, it's cool because Jaden Daniels makes them must-see. And
he has that cachet.
Totally. And I think that'll be really fun and exciting. I also think you're not going to see Aaron Rodgers in this game. I'd argue one, he's coming back from an injury, but two, he kind of deserves to call his shot when it comes to preseason. I think it's good news. I don't see people out there that think it's bad news. There is, though, and I think all parties are aware of this. And when me, you, and Tischler were on the sideline talking yesterday after Quinn had said he's going to play, we all agreed that there's a way to do this, get him out there, and make sure he's not touched.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's what I've always known.
I think that's on Cliff.
Yeah,
right?
that you have to, and listen, it's on both of them.
Yeah.
Cliff to design it and also Jaden to go out there and implement or do what he said. Like, if you're told when you hit the fifth step, I want that ball out, let it go, you don't all of a sudden start scrambling around trying to make no big play. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if I'm the coach, I'm running off the sideline, I'm going to tackle you my damn self.
Right. Right.
What the hell did I tell you, dude?
Right. Well, and
you're messing with my job now. let's just let the ball go and keep moving.
Well, and what was really interesting was it was Fortier asked a really good question to Jaden about kind of understanding when to press it. Because Jaden is a dynamic runner, and the more we get to see of him, the more excitement that should be. I do wonder a little bit, and I don't know how much of it we'll see in the preseason or what, but they are – as they continue to now, they've had enough padded practices. They're like installing their run game. There are definitely more interior runs than I would expect.
Oh, yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, like they seem what? I mean, if you look around the NFL, the team that has the absolute best running offense for their quarterback is Philly.
Yeah,
and Jalen is great at it. Well, Jalen also squats 600 pounds and is a beast.
Yeah. The one thing I think what they were trying to do yesterday, a lot of those runs, John and DeRon, and then Mathis and Ridgeway and Newton, some big boys to move. if you can get space with those guys, you should be able to get space against most people around the league. And I think that's what that is. The better your defensive line gets, the better your offense gets, and vice versa. And that is why when you think back to that 91 Redskins team, you had dude going against top three offense and defense every day. And the team was so good because of it. And I think if you want to test out what you got, you go after those big boys. Because we watch how John and Jerron handle stuff every sure. year. You know, maybe you got some people in there now that maybe somebody can move them up out of there sometimes.
I get a little nervous with the interior stuff with Jaden. That's for them to figure out. And
practice, though.
It's practice, for sure.
They're seeing what they can get or what could work or not work.
I do think, though, we need to have, like, a level of – I think fans are going to be surprised at Jaden's run rate because he's such a good, polished pocket passer. And not all these runs are going to be designed, but he's going to use his legs. And I think we all got to be prepared for that. And the stuff everybody's seeing and hearing from Ashburn – are throws, right?
Yeah.
And the team, when they post videos, are throws. And I understand why, because if it is a design run, you sure as hell don't want to put that on the yeah. internet. And the scramble stuff is kind of fugazi sometimes because it's you can't tackle
them. They tap, touch them, and they keep moving. But what I love is when he decides to go, it's instant.
Dude, when he took the one down the left side yesterday,
yeah.
Listen, I understand he can't get hit. And maybe somebody's catching him on that edge. But once he had the edge, that was legit house call.
Yeah.
Like, he was gone. and the more I watch of him, the more I feel correct about describing his running style as a glider. Like, he's not a make-you-miss guy, but he could just change direction suddenly.
Well, he give you a little hesitation, yeah, and then dude. He explodes, and you won't be able to catch him.
I want fans to understand this number. If you look at his Heisman Trophy winning season last year, every SEC game and the Florida State game. So I'm only excluding the Grambling State game and the Army game. Every other game, he had at least double-digit rush attempts. Not all of those are design runs. Some of those are scrambles. Mm-hmm. But we gotta get our mind right. The dude is going to use his legs, and you should want him to.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.